Six pirate ship was sunk at sea. Murph's winning streak is real. But someone has to end it. Who is brave enough to take on the wheel? Welcome back to the 5 Yard Game Show. It's Wednesday night and we have another victim.
Hey everyone, Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone. I hope you're checking out 1 hour of 5 Yard Rush, one of the best podcasts on NFL football in the UK.
Welcome back everyone to the 5 Yard Game Show. It is Wednesday night. Have another victim for the wheel. Just want to recap last week's game. It was a classic with Sook, my good friend Sook. And as I sort of said on the pod, I felt confident, 55-45, and I think that's pretty much how it turned out. I squeaked a 14-point victory, thanks to Antonio Brown, who just got me over the line with his touchdown grab. So very thankful to sit here with just Simo the Commish in the grand final in week 17. He has been lording it up on Twitter that he is very lonely in there, would like someone else. And this week's contestant has a very, very good chance to join him there. And it's someone that Simo knows as well, which is always an added bonus. So before we introduce him, do need to pay some bills and remind you that we are sponsored by Manscaped and the Lawnmower 4.0. Get the Tom Brady of ball trimmers available at manscaped.com. And with the code 5YARD, you can get 20% off free global shipping. Lots of other great products on there as well. Nose trimmers, hair body wash, ball deodorant. There's lots of great foot deodorizer. There's lots of great products on there. And they work, or the code works on all of them. So do check them out. Manscaped.com. Use the code 5YARD for 20% off and free shipping. Like I said, so guest today is an Atlanta Falcons fan. He is as well part of the British Fantasy Football Community, which is where Simo the Commish is also from and Commish is. It's Chris, it's CDK. Welcome, my friend. How are you doing?
Hello, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Good to have you here. Tell everyone who you support, who your team is. You're wearing a jersey.
I support the Atlanta Falcons for reasons that I don't understand so much anymore. Back in 2015, I went on a lot about Julio Jones and how good he was, enough that my wife bought me this jersey for Christmas that year. So I went into Christmas 2015 feeling pretty good about being a Falcons fan. We were in the Super Bowl. I don't know if you've heard about that year.
We were winning. So a little something about that. You know, not loads. It was just something that happened a few years ago.
Yeah, it's barely mentioned anymore. But
no.
Yeah, it was a sickening time, and downhill ever since. So
it's obviously very difficult, but you did get a London win. You did beat the Jets, so you know, at least as a Falcons fan, you can say something that Buccaneers fans can't, and that your team has won in London.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's something. Never thought I'd be praising an Atlanta Falcons team or fan or anything, but there we go. Exactly. So why did you decide to come on the game show? I'm glad you're here, but what sort of motivated you to join?
As you know, Simo is a very good looking man, and it made him look so good and youthful, and he's winning and he's being smug about it. So yeah, I thought, why not try and join him in that green room?
It's good to have you here, absolutely. And I'll be honest with you, I think this is a good week for you. I really do. It would depend on the wheel. But look at the streaming options. I look at what's available. People were very slow to react to players like Dawson Knox, like AJ Green, like Sam Darnold. And those are now taken away from my remit. So those weapons that people were very reluctant to pick up have finally gone, oh, okay, they're actually good. So we can add them. So it does mean I'm slightly thinner on the waiver wire and the buys kick in. So I would say this week, potentially next week, are very good weeks to be playing. So I think you're in with a good chance, but we will see what the wheel has in store with you. The wheel might have different ideas. It has been quite cruel the last few weeks.
Yeah, I've seen.
The rules are very simple. If it's the first time you're watching the game show, where have you been? But glad you tuned in and hope you continue to tune in. It's a very, very simple concept. We play a head-to-head DFS lineup with no money on the line. It's a completely free contest. My team is mostly made up of either my streaming picks from my waiver wire article and then supplemented by other players from the DraftKings base based on how much they're worth. I can't take a top 12 wide receiver. I can't take a top 12 running back. I can take anyone outside of the top 12 for running backs. I can only take one player at wide receiver between 12 and 20, 13 and 24, and then 25 onwards. That's how my team is built. And then the flex we will spin in later on. I get the choice of the top 24 players or whoever I can afford, and the wheel would decide who my flex is going to be. Chris's CDK's team will be made up pretty much entirely from the wheel. Yeah. And it will really determine how his team will function because we have this ability to have first downs, questions, and fumbles. Now, if you get a first down, CDK, you get to pick whoever you want in the position. And we will spin this in the order of your DraftKings lineup. So that's quarterback first, running back, wide receiver, wide receiver, wide receiver, tight end, flex, then the DST. You must stay in budget all times. And if you get a question, it'll be a fantasy football related question on the Atlanta Falcons, your favorite team. So there's some good ones in there, I hope. If you fumble, you will get to select a player from the price ranges I sent across to you, and I'll share you those when we get to it. Patreon Paul, who joined me on the flagship show on Monday, put out a tweet that he said that anybody who has fumbled the first question has gone on to lose. So we will see if that trend continues.
Okay. I like bucking trends.
So you could buck trends. You could be falling right back into the territory. We're going to get started. And you are going to buck that trend. Oh, it's close. No, I think you're okay. I think you're okay. It is a first down. So you have bucked that trend. Now, this is a really, really good start for you. Normally, I'd say quarterback, it is what it is. But quarterback from the streaming perspective is very poor this week. So for me, I'm not really going to reveal too many members of my team just yet, but I will reveal that my quarterback is Taylor Heineke, because that is literally the best option under 30% out there who isn't on a bye. So
you weren't tempted by Davis Mills then?
Well, you know, I like Davis Mills. I like Davis Mills a lot, but I just don't want any part of that Houston offense. So it means we do get to, you get to pick whoever you want. So top priced quarterbacks this week, Patrick Mahomes, Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson after that great performance on Monday Night Football, Justin Herbert, Aaron Rodgers, Dak Prescott, Matt Stafford, the questionable Joe Burrow.
I think I don't want to go Mahomes because he's very, very good at football, you know. But
I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard he's good at football if he has an offensive line.
That's exactly, yeah, yeah. I will go with Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray at 7,900. Now that does take a dent out of your budget.
Yep.
However, it is worth doing. That is a huge positional advantage for you. It's Kyler Murray against Taylor Heineke. Like
on paper, that seems okay, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think you've got off to the best possible start, and I do think it's an important start for you to get going. So I think you're in a good spot, but running backs is where you can really hit it home now. So let's spin the wheel. Let's see how you can really hammer home this advantage. Get a couple of first down here and I'm really in trouble. It looks like you're going to get one straight away.
Ah, very nice.
So this is really putting me, I think you, like I said, I felt good for you coming in here. It's just got a lot better for you. Again, yeah. You're going to have to watch your budget now, but you do have that ability now to get whoever you want. Top priced on DraftKings this week is Austin Eckler at 7,900. Dalvin Cook, who's questionable, 7,700. Then a bit of a drop to Aaron Jones, 7,300, Nick Chubb 7,200, Zeke Elliott 7,100.
Okay. Let's have a look.
I can, yeah. So it's a good place to be. Although I will say, slightly weaker than other weeks where we would have had more options potentially. So I do feel slightly grateful that, you know, some options have been taken off the board just purely based on buys and also Sunday night, Monday night football and Thursday night football.
Okay, let's go with... Let's go with Nick Chubb.
Nick Chubb.
So
okay.
I've got Kyler Murray playing Cleveland and I've got Nick Chubb playing Cardinals. So I'm bound to get something there somewhere.
That's it. So you're spreading the field on one game. I love it. Nick Chubb, $7,200 in the bank. He is in your lineup. Let's spin again. And see if you can really hammer home this advantage. Oh. It's going to be the question. Yes. So, finally, first question of the day comes out. This might be an opportunity for you to really hammer home that advantage or vice versa to really hurt even further and for me to have a chance to get something back. So, the question coming in, how many Falcons finished in the top 100 of half-point PPR scoring in 2020? Was it 2, 3, or 4 players?
Right, okay. So, remember Julio Jones, he used to play for the Falcons.
Yep.
He almost certainly finished top 100. Calvin Ridley, he had a bit of a breakout. Almost certainly top 100. Now, Todd Gurley, he played for the Falcons. He wore a jersey. Mm. I don't know if he actually did anything with it. And then there's, who else, Hayden Hurst. So I reckon it's going to be 3 or 4. I'm going to go with 3 because I can't endorse Todd Gurley in any way.
It's incorrect. It's 4. Oh. Logic was slightly all over the shop there. Yes, you got Calvin Ridley. Todd Gurley did sneak in there. I think he was number 98. Julio Jones did not because he missed a lot of time.
Of course, yep.
But you did miss Matt Ryan, the quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Who will pretty almost always play in the top 100. The fourth player is a massive surprise when I did this. It's Young Hoku finished in the top 100 of scoring. Yeah. He was good of a kicker. He was the kicker one overall last season. He snuck into the top 100. He got more points than Todd Gurley. So it does mean you fumble. It does even the score out a little bit now. And you can only select a player under $4,900.
At running back.
At running back.
Right. What kind of names?
So we're looking at Nyheim Hines, JD McKissick, Brandon Bolden, David Johnson, Khalil Herbert, Lev Bell, Ramondre Stevenson, Jerick McKinnon.
Okay, let's go with the name jumping out at me is Khalil Herbert. Mm. For no reason other than he's priced below the price you say. And why not?
I think it's a good choice. I think that's what I would have probably done. He got 18 carries on Sunday. So I'm not saying he's a direct 50-50 with Damian Williams, but it'd be interesting to see. I think he can get that 12 to 14 touch range. So I do think that's an area that
will do it.
Will add something. So not a bad selection there at all. I do think we've evened up slightly in there. So we'll see what happens. We will now move on to wide receivers and let's see how we get on here. This tends to be an area that tends to work out quite even, but with another first down, you really can start to pull away now. So you do get to select whoever you want. Just a total spend right now is at $19,700. So you do have $30,300 left.
Okay.
And you've still got 6 players to go. Top options on DraftKings this week. Davante Adams at $9,000 is the most expensive player in the DraftKings universe this week. Tyreek Hill, $8,500. Mike Williams, $8,100. Justin Jefferson, $8,000.
Okay. I'll just have a little look over here. Oh, should we just go big or go home and do Devontae Adams? Let's do that.
Why not? Why not? You're only here once, CDK, or maybe not. Maybe you'll come back again.
Apart from the grand final, of course.
Of course. There you go. See, I love the confidence. So Devontae Adams, the top priced option on the board is $9,000. He is in your lineup. We will now go to your second wide receiver. Not a lot of fumbles on this wheel yet, but you will. There we go.
I'll find one. There we go.
You found them. Yeah. What happens is obviously the results do remove. So you did have more fumbles on your board than anything else. So statistically, it was always going to happen at some point. Price range for wide receivers is under $4,500. So it is basement shopping here, but there is some really good options.
I'm still scrolling down.
Top options under that price range: Zach Pascal, $4,400, Rashad Higgins, $4,400, Darnell Mooney, $4,300, Sammy Watkins, $4,300, Mecole Hardman, $4,200, and Amon-Ra St. Brown, $4,200.
I will go with Amon-Ra St. Brown because he's got an awesome name.
Yeah.
Out. And the Lions can't lose all the time, can they, Murph? Can they?
Come back to me. when they win, for sure. Yeah, I mean, I like St. Brown, so why not? St. Brown is the pick. And like you say, you're playing for upside there, which I like the logic of. The fact is he could be the only wide receiver out there on Sunday. So the ball has to go somewhere. Jared Goff has to try and throw the ball. Fun Lions fact for all of you there is that the Lions, along with the Bengals, are the only two teams that have never been able to text that their team have won a playoff game because the text message was invented in 1992 and the Bengals and the Lions have not won a playoff game since text message SMS was invented. So,
top stat.
There you go. Fun fact for you.
Yeah, I like it. Wonder where you were going for a second there. But
there you go. Always here for a bit of fun on the game show. Game show. We've spun the wheel again.
Oh.
It's going to be close. It is a fumble. The game is starting to even out a little bit now. You get to go back into the basement.
I've already scrolled down that far, so we're okay.
Yeah, it'd be easy to find this time round. So you've got Amon-Ra St. Brown. Who is your next option here?
Huh. I see Randall Cobbs down there. That's interesting.
Yeah, he is. 3,900.
Yeah. I probably won't go with him though. Let's go with Darnell Mooney.
Darnell Mooney at 4,300 is in the lineup. And at the end of the day, Justin Fields cannot continue to throw for under 115 passing yards a game. At some point, he is going to have to let go. We will see. Maybe Matt Nagy might take the chains off this week. We will see. Moving on to tight end. Now, this is a position you can get a real significant advantage. Because whilst I am streaming the tight end who was finished number one last week, or maybe number two. Oh, it's a fumble. Okay. Bit of a run here. Three in a row. I am streaming the tight end. It's either the tight end one or tight end two from last week, but he is remarkably inconsistent. You get the option of a tight end who is under $3,800.
$3,800, okay.
So that gives you, there's a big drop. There's basically no one at 37, 36, or 35. It does widen the field. You do have quite a lot of options. I think if I was going to fumble any position voluntarily, the tight end position would be it every week.
I think I found a man.
Yep.
His name is Ricky Seals-Jones.
Ricky Seals-Jones for Washington.
He is $3,000.
There you go. Penny pinching, but good for the budget, especially with your flex coming up. It takes your budget to $40,200, so you have $9,800 left, and you have just your flex and DST to go. So we do have Ricky Seals-Jones at $3,000. He's in your lineup. We now move to the flex position. This is one that you really want a first down on.
Yes, please.
Of anyone, again, the same way that fumble's good for Titans if you're going to take one. First down's what you want. I think you. Yeah, it's going to be. I think you've got it. Oh, it's right on the line. Here's question. This is big. I think this is big for the contest. Building up the drama here.
I'm on the edge of my seat, Murph. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Yeah. Right.
This is tension.
It was a spelling mistake.
Oh, okay. Do I get a free pass for that?
No.
Okay. At least you're honest.
Yep. Who had a higher points per game out of these three Falcons last season? This is half point PPR. Brian Hill, the Falcons DST, or Laquon Treadwell?
Right. I don't know that Laquon Treadwell even played a snap.
I can tell you he did.
Okay.
He wouldn't be on here if he hadn't played. I can tell you now he played four games.
Okay.
Before the Falcons cut him. He was a former first round pick.
Yeah. Is that Minnesota?
I can tell you that he did play four games. But this is average points per game that we're interested in.
Okay. Falcons defense was not wonderful. Brian Hill was a running back. None of those three players currently play for the Falcons, you know.
Well, I think the Falcons DST still does.
Do they?
Well, that's a good question. They turn up a little bit on Sunday.
Yeah. I will go with A, Brian Hill.
Good answer. That is correct. It is Brian Hill. Brian Hill had 5.2 points per game. Laquon Treadwell actually had 5 points per game. The Falcons DST holding up the rear with a measly 4.5 points per game. So you did figure that out. Great job. You can select anyone in your flex as long as you stay in budget, which, to give you an idea on defenses, the cheapest DST this week is $2,000. You're going to need to keep at least that back. You've got $9,800. So you could spend a max of $7,800 here.
Okay. Let's go with DJ Moore, $7,300.
DJ Moore, $7,300. That's a wise decision. DJ Moore, $7,300. It leaves you with $2,500, which you'll be pleased to know makes the last spin slightly irrelevant, but we will do it anyway because it is the game show. Because if you fumble, it doesn't matter. If you get a question, get it wrong. It's going to be a question. So if nothing else, we're going to extend the fun here a little bit.
Fun.
We have a question. It's good because I have prepared questions, so I always like it when a question comes up, even if it doesn't matter so much. This might be my favorite question of the lot.
Okay. Hope I don't let you
know. So I'm going to ask it because it doesn't matter anyway. Who was going highest according to Sleeper in ADP in 2021? Was it Matt Ryan, Young Hoku, or Russell Gage?
Now, I want to say Matt Ryan, but because you said it was fun, I'm assuming it's going to be Young Hoku.
Oh, it wasn't. It was Russell Gage. It was so close because Russell Gage was picked 143rd off the board. Young Hoku was 144th off the board.
Oh, wow.
So really close. Matt Ryan, 168. He was way down. People would rather have Young Hoku on their team than Matt Ryan. What a world we live in. And yeah, about 24 spots, which is even more impressive. It does turn into a fumble. It doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. You have $2,500 left. So that leaves you with the choice of the Chargers, the Giants, the Ravens, the Texans, the Lions, or the Washington football team.
Right. Washington have got Chiefs.
Washington have got the Chiefs.
The Lions are the Lions. I will go with Chargers have got Baltimore. What is going on with this? Let's go with the Texans against the Colts.
The Texans against the Colts, right. Yeah, why not? The Houston Texans DST. So you do come in under budget. Not that that overly matters too much. You don't get to keep the remaining money. Two reasons. One, it's not real money. And two, I don't have the money to give you. So $49,700 is what you have spent. So we now get to look for the first time at my team in detail. My team this week, and ignore the flex. Take that out. I just said when I save it, I have to put a flex in. Is Taylor Heinicke, Kareem Hunt, who weirdly is not in the top 12 priced running backs on DraftKings this week. He was ranked 13th. I don't know what DraftKings are doing, but thank you, because it gives me some sense of hope. Darrell Williams of Kansas City against Washington. Robert Woods, Kadarius Toney, Tim Patrick. Actually, both Toney and Patrick are streaming picks, but I like them both anyway. David Njoku is the tight end. I mean, he's not going to replicate what he did last week. So, but that's what I picked for the waiver wire. So that is what it is. And the Packers DST against Chicago and their less than 115 passing yard offense per game. Now it comes to the flex position. Thoughts on my team, CDK? How are you feeling?
Well, I like, you've got Kareem Hunt. I've got Nick Chubb.
Yep.
You've got Williams. I've got Khalil Herbert. So I can see we're going to be incredibly angry watching this.
Yeah. It's going to go one way or the other. It's going to be close. I think, you know, you have got stars. Murray, Adams, Nick Chubb, DJ Moore. And if the studs come through, you will win this contest. If the studs fall, you're going to be very much boom or bust. You'll either win this by 50 points or it will fall apart of the wheels. But I do get the chance now to bring in a flex, which I'm excited about.
Yep.
And hopefully I get someone here who's really going to make a difference for me, because I do need all the help I can get here in this one. So you will see here on the wheel, there are the top priced 24 most expensive players on DraftKings in the flex. I have the budget for everybody. I have exactly $9,000. So what I don't want here from a strategic point of view is I don't want a player you already have, because I feel like I'm behind. Last week, I was quite happy to take Waller because I felt I was slightly ahead. This week, I do not want. I don't want DJ Moore. I don't want Chubb. And I don't want Devontae Adams. I don't want those three. Anyone else? I really would like someone like McCaffrey here to really sort of give me an advantage and get some points back.
There goes McCaffrey.
Okay. No, I'm all right with that. I'm all right with that. It's someone a bit different. It's Justin Jefferson coming off a good game last week, especially a booming first half. I'm all right with that. I got what I wanted. I didn't want anybody you didn't have. So, yeah, I can swallow Justin Jefferson there. I think I still think you're ahead. I still think it's a good spot for you.
Yeah, but I feel pretty good about it. Yeah.
And Justin Jefferson is playing Carolina, one of the better defenses. But given what I could have had there, I'm reasonably pleased. So good. It's going to be a really good matchup, I think. I think you're ahead. I would say you're probably 60-40. But I wouldn't put it outside the realms that I would win this week. So I think it's a close matchup. I think it's good.
Yeah, that's what we want, isn't it? A nice
play. That's what we want. It's for entertainment, isn't it? With no money on the line. Although you do want to join Simo in the green room. This will be a lot of fun. I've massively enjoyed it. CDK, tell everyone where they can interact with you, follow your British FFL. In fact, talk a little bit about your British FFL team as well.
Well, my British FFL team is... the wheels are coming off that, actually. In fact, there's a lot of correlation between my team, the Jurassic Coast Jackrabbits, my team, the Atlanta Falcons, and my soccer team, who are Norwich City. So between the three of us, we have about 6 wins on the season. So, so you can find me on Twitter at JC Jackrabbits, all written here, where you will find me making up for my lack of ability in fantasy by doing stupid graphics and goading people who are about to beat me and, you know, all those fun fantasy things that people love. That's my forte as opposed to actually winning. So, but I'm happy there. I'm happy with just the community. I'm happy with just chatting to people, and it's a wonderful, wonderful league, as I'm sure you'll agree.
Yeah.
Go on.
No, I was going to say, it's a brilliant league. It's why I wanted Simo to be the first one on, because it's some real friendships, I think, have built through the BFFL. So, absolutely love it. Love the banter, love the way it goes through. And even though we're not in the same division, the BFL Cup means we do have a chance to potentially play at some point. Although I don't think it will be this year. I think your league has now been eliminated unofficially. Well, officially, I think now by the time this week is.
Yeah, who eliminated the last BFA team?
I think that might have been me. I think with my Thanos video that I posted yesterday with the clicking of fingers might have done it. I did post a really clever one yesterday of Ivan Drago.
I saw that. Very subtle. Very subtle.
Yeah. Well, my mission is to take down the BFFL because there's no respect for the Bristol Trojans.
Okay.
We're 5-0. I'm just going to throw that out there. But no, it's been so good having you on. So where can people interact? Where's your handle? Where can people interact with you and see some of the graphics you've done and the work you do and share their thoughts of the Atlanta Falcons with you?
So all on Twitter at JC Jackrabbits. That's my only existence on social media.
Best place to be. Yeah. Well, massively appreciate you coming on. Really enjoyed it. Good that we could do this. And good luck this week. Like I said, I put you as favourite this week. I'd say, 60-40. I think you're in a good spot, especially quarterback. I think you can really open up a big lead there. And I think it'll be hard across the lineup to catch up. So we'll see how we get on. You never know. It is fantasy football. It's why I love the format. It's why I love the game show. But massive respect to you for coming on. Rush Nation, hope you've enjoyed it. I hope this has been a good show for you to enjoy. And if you want to come on the game show, you know, Phil, for the next sort of 4 weeks or so, but plenty more spots still coming available after that. So just drop me a DM at Murph_NFL and say, yep, I want to be on the game show. And we'll see you get on. If you do win this week, CDK, you do get to be in the grand final with Simo the Commish. If you do lose, we will at some point arrange for you to have a 5-yard rush wooden spoon, which you can, you know, make some pasta sauce with or whatever it is that you would like to indulge yourself with your branded 5-yard spoon. I'm told that they will be ordered at some point. But wait and see. But I will promise you, now, we'll get this out. Don't forget to check out manscaped.com. Use code 5YARD for 20% off free shipping. But that's it for the game show this week. Do stay tuned to all our other programs. IDP is back tomorrow. The matchup show will be out on Friday. Lots going on. So follow everything on the site. Follow everything on all the videos and all the podcasts. And we'll be back in your ears next week. But until next week, Rush Nation, don't forget, as always, keep rushing.